Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
School is back in session. That's right. Drop-offs and pickup. Math homework and science projects. You know what parents don't have time for? To think about what to eat for dinner. Fortunately, Home Chef can take the stress off of the parents by providing fresh, pre-portioned meals for the entire family. Home Chef makes cooking simple. Fresh food delivered, easy recipes to follow, and meals that actually taste great. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. You can get classic recipes with fresh ingredients, 30-minute meals, or oven-ready trays, or even quick microwave options. There's even a dedicated family menu for hassle-free, delicious dinners. Home Chef has 30 meal options each week with choices for the different diets and tastes and appetites. Plus, it's affordable. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Curry steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Welcome to another episode of Warriors plus minus. Nick Friedell is in Oklahoma City, and the Warriors got mollywopped. So we had to bring on Tim Kawakami. We got to talk about this disaster because apparently it was felt. You felt a vibe, Nick. Did you feel a vibe after OKC? I think this is important because so much of last year's premise, right, was, man, if Steph did get hurt against Minnesota, you know, we would have beat OKC. We played well against them. That was the narrative, right? They played OKC well. Not tonight. What's going on, Nick? Give us a little down.
Well, first of all, I was texting you guys from the locker room because as I'm listening to Draymond talk, and let's just set it up for everybody. Draymond starts his post-game press conference, and he's saying, we got outplayed again. And he doesn't like the fight that they're playing with. And then Slater asked Draymond, what do you think the difference was between when you guys were rolling when Jimmy got here last year to now? And Draymond sat at the podium, and he kind of thought about it for a second. And he said, when Jimmy got there and everybody was playing together, he said that everybody was committed to winning. And he said, I just don't feel like that's the case right now. And so immediately, and you guys have lived this even longer than I have in Warriors land, but you start to go, oh boy, there's stuff that's bubbling underneath the surface a little bit there. And Draymond was frustrated. Steve Kerr was frustrated. We go into the locker room, and that's when I was texting you guys, and I was saying, this doesn't feel like when Kevin was here and there was all that drama that last year, but there are similar vibes early in the season when people are going, looking around going, oh, what could happen tonight and what's going on? So there are a lot of layers to all this, but I think the biggest issue for me, guys, is in these last couple of games, tonight in OKC and in Denver on Friday, they just got annihilated. It wasn't competitive at all. And for such a proud group to get completely embarrassed the way they have, that is a major red flag early in the season.
The interesting part about this is I understand what Draymond is saying. Like, these young guys have not looked good. They aren't the zeal and energy you'd think. Like, especially when you watch these other teams' young guys and they're flying around and hopping, you don't really see that from the Warriors. But I don't know. I feel like against Denver, against OKC, this is a superstar game. Like, this, like, Moses Moody was not about to win this for you. This was Steph. This was Jimmy Butler. This was Draymond. Am I wrong, TK? Shouldn't it have been them carrying?
Yeah, it should be. But they're tired. I mean, I think there's a lot of things going on here. It's a tough schedule, but hey, the NBA's tough. They're going through it right now. And they could use more from Steph, obviously coming back from missing three games. He's sick, you know.
He still looks sick out there.
He
still sounds sick too, guys. We should add. He does not sound good.
He might miss the next game, which isn't tomorrow night in San Antonio. Draymond, it seems, might miss the next game in San Antonio. They were lacking energy with the old guys. So I think it's the context of it. So then they need the young guys to go extra. Then they need. It's not just Jonathan Kuminga. I'm sure we'll talk about Jonathan Kuminga, as we always do. But it's Moses Moody. It's Brandon Pajemski. Those three guys have not been great the last two games. Again, MT's right. It's on Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. Those are the three.
Against these teams, right?
Against these teams. Yeah. But if they don't have the whole deal, then I think, you know, what made me under the surface of what Draymond's saying, and you know, we've been through these emergencies. Like, some of these emergencies are emergencies, and maybe this one really will be one. Sometimes a win tomorrow night, if they get one, will cool everything down. We shall see. But I think what there's implied to me is that, okay, these young guys, they've been saying that, you know, they want to take over some of this, and they want to take over the whole thing in a little while. Where are they? And, I mean, to a lesser extent, Moody's kind of to the side because he's kind of got shuffled out of this anyway. The two guys you're still getting the big minutes are Pajemski and Kuminga. And I mean, we can talk forever about the Kuminga part of this, but I think that's underlined. But what Draymond is saying, it's not the reason they lost this game. It's the reason maybe it feels bleaker than just being 6-6 is. But, you know, 6-6 with five games left on the road trip, this could turn into, you know, 7-10 pretty soon, and that would get a little sketchy, I think.
Yeah, this is like they're 6-6 because, like, when they did sit, these dudes didn't like handle business right in a way where it's like, okay, it's your turn to carry it, or they playing a mediocre team in Indiana where they're not taking an off night, but the OGs are like, all right, young pups, this is your show, go beat Quentin Jackson and them. And they aren't doing it, so it's forcing them to play. So now they don't have legs for this. Like, I get what he's saying. Like, hey, and then if you watch the other teams, their youngsters are hooping. Like, their youngsters are hoop, which frees up, right? I mean, Shea is obviously good, but Shea didn't have to do much.
No.
he didn't have to do much tonight. He got people out there. And then here's the thing that I was like, oh, this is not good. You know, Nick was texting us, TK, like letting us know what's going on. But when I knew, oh, this ain't good. Steph was the last one out, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, we're back. Steph is brooding in the shower. He's like, hey, I'm not running to the podium right now. Because he's been doing the front. Has he been doing it at the end on the road? Because he's been popping out early.
The weirdest part, Marcus, is that he's been sick, so we really haven't seen him that much on the road for the last week. But he's tried, when the games have ended, to go straight to the podium, which is a change from the last few years. But, guys, I have to laugh a little bit because it just felt like such a typical night in the drama that is the Warriors throughout the season sometimes. And what I would tell everybody in context is, while the Draymond quote is going to get the headlines and it's going to provide the immediate reaction to all this, what I thought was just as interesting was Barry Trammell, who is a longtime columnist in Oklahoma, was asking Steve Kerr and Steph when he finally appeared, and Draymond, what they thought the key was for a younger team to repeat, as the Warriors did in trying to maintain that championship level for so long. And what Draymond said is, he's like, to watch these guys, they're incredible. Everybody knows their role. It's Shea as the number one. They have their number two. Everybody knows exactly what to do when they get on the floor. And guys, the most honest answer of the entire night wasn't, hey, we're not all committed to winning. To me, it was Draymond saying, we used to be like that. Like, there was a recognition of just how great the Thunder are and the way they're playing and what they know they need from each other on the floor, because the Warriors used to play.
No, I think we lost Nick there. All things are conking out in OKC for all things with the Warriors on it. But yeah, I picked that up too. It's accurate. The Warriors used to be like that when they won a lot of games and won championships. That's where OKC is. It's reality. But things change in a season. And again, a win tomorrow, or more likely a win on the second part of that San Antonio home, you know, two games in San Antonio, they get a day off, maybe they win that one. The world could change with a couple wins. It always does.
It will change.
Yeah. We've seen it too many times. Now, there's lingering issues with this team. It's issues that, you know, one, they're old. It's only been said a million times. Secondly, what are the youngsters going to do? What's Kuminga's role? What did we talk about all summer long? If he comes back, how's that role going to work? Will it last how long? Steve Kerr's got, I don't think it's going to happen right away, but he's got a decision to make about this. I don't think Moody's playing great, really well enough to insist that he's going to be a starter, but it's going to be on the table. But we all knew all these things. Like, this is stuff that we knew going in. They opened really strongly. We wrote about that. They've had a major wobble, and we know it could go back and be fine. We've seen it a million times, and then wobble again and be fine again. Is this the whole thing? It's not the whole thing. It's part of the thing. But these issues aren't going to go away. Kuminga can play five straight more, you know, really good games, Moody and Pajemski, and if they have another flat seven games, we'll be talking about it again. This is who they are. They're not a perfect team. They're not Oklahoma City. They're not Denver. They still got the great players, and I think we can't count out the fact that those great players still can put together a nice stretch like they did to get to 23-8. That's not over. That's not done until the season's over and they haven't done it. So that part I do want to keep underlining. The Kuminga thing is an issue, though. It's a role issue, whether it's, you know, committed, not committed, playing, you know, is he playing good? And he's not playing real good right now. Even though I thought tonight wasn't the worst of Kuminga, it just wasn't great. He actually made a few shots. But they're going to have to take a look at some of this rotation stuff. I mean, when you talk about 23-8 MT, because I think we lost Nick, 23-8 was with Moses Moody in the starting lineup and Brandon Pajemski in the starting lineup. They're both out. They're not playing a ton with Steph. Maybe you have to jiggle that around. And you know what that means? Is John coming out in the starting lineup anymore? I mean, you know, there's going to be some things that they really have to think about and feel what the repercussions of this are going to be. But we kind of knew that going in.
Yeah, I do think one of the silver linings is like Jimmy hasn't played great yet. And nope. I do think that's a big part. I mean, their primary problem offensively, their defense is just brutal right now. But offensively, is they don't have a second creator. And this is where Jonathan Kuminga is like, hey, all right, go do your thing. And he just needs a matchup. Like, he's not going to be able to do it against everybody. Like, not he needs a good OKC. Matchup. Yeah, dribble, not, like, OKC. Yeah, nah.
Dribble. Alex Caruso goes, nah. That ball is now mine. Thank you very
much. Yeah, nah, you're not against them? No. He's not that good to where he can just say, I don't care who it is, I'm getting downhill. But, like, Jimmy is the guy they need to be that. You could just tell he is just not physically there yet. I don't know if it's his back. He's trying to get to the free throw line, which is smart by him. But when they went 23-7, 23-8, like, Jimmy was the inside-out ball. Like, he was a force.
Yep.
And part of the problem, like, you're right, they could run off 23-8, but like the point is to not to have to.
Yeah, you're right. Right?
Like, you don't want to, like, they you don't want to need that. So, like, you're there, Nick. Where's Jimmy at? How's he feeling? And I'm sure Jimmy has some gems.
Jimmy, I don't think is feeling great right now still, guys. And that's very clear when you watch him, because Jimmy's at his best when he is active on both ends. He's getting to the line and he can take that open three when he gets it, and that is not happening for him right now. I mean, Jimmy taking three shots in any game, that's not good enough. And Kerr said, hey, he got to the line eight times, great, but he needs to be more of a force for this team to be at its best. As far as what he said after this game, I thought the most telling comment that he made was he's rattling off, you know, I think Draymond was partially correct in saying that not everybody's committed, but I said, Jimmy, what's the biggest problem right now in your eyes collectively? And he said, the fight. And when you start talking about guys not playing hard enough in game 12, I think that is a real problem moving forward. Now, I think it's a correctable problem. But to start a season where you don't feel like everybody is pushing in the same direction and giving you the effort you need, that told me a whole lot in one answer.
Yeah, and you know, it's a lot to put on, you know, Al Horford's playing tomorrow, you know, but he was the guy who was supposed to add a lot. D'Anthony Melton, maybe it's too much to put on him, but they do expect him in a little while.
Boy, he better have a Dodger cape, right?
Yeah,
better,
exactly. I was going to say, like, this is better putting be a black lot.
Shohei Ohtani out here.
Putting that's a lot on it. He would make a difference, though. He would make a difference if he's healthy, if he's playing well. Again, it's not those two guys that are going to carry this, but I think they need a seventh guy to jump in and score 12 points and a half. They don't have that right now. It's Will Richard who's the guy who's doing that. They need just like another burst of energy from somebody.
Hey, that boy's pretty good, though.
TK. He's not bad.
Richard is not scared at all.
He's already in the rotation, which is something else. A second-round pick who's in the rotation at a wing. He's jumped over GP2. I know Marcus might have a protest on that, but he has. And there's some other minutes out there. Like, there's some other players who aren't playing so great that he could go grab some more minutes. And if he's hitting shots and if he's being long and if he's being tough, there's a guy who can give him a burst. Like, there's a young guy out there who's running up and down for them. It's Will Richard. It's not the other guys, which is interesting. And I think Kerr will have to reward him for it. When they get Melton, there'll be other minutes they'll have to dish around. But let's just say it, Pajemski and Kuminga are two incredibly important players on this team. And again, it's not all on them. But this is the time when the veterans are slogging through this, and they're the ones. I mean, Draymond said it the other night. It was Draymond? Yeah. Kuminga asked for this. He asked for this.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a really good player. Go do it. And what has Brandon Pajanski been doing all since the summertime? He's been like, he's asked for this. Okay, let's see it. I think they need many more opportunities.
He asked for the keys to the future, right?
He did.
They gotta hand it over to somebody.
Steph, would you turn it over to me? Kuminga was turning it over tonight. But a bing.
Steph's like, hey, how about tomorrow night against San Antonio? your show, BP.
Dick, you were there when Draymond was giving that answer. What were you thinking? Were you thinking this is almost directly about Kuminga, or is this about a lot of things? What were you thinking?
I went back to Friday, Tim, because Draymond was asked specifically, you know, what can the young guys do to get out of the rut when they're not playing well? And so people understand it was Kuminga, Moody, and Pajemski. And Draymond answered and he said, you just got to keep fighting and play harder. But then he was the one that mentioned Kuminga. And I think you nailed the context of he didn't have to say anything about Kuminga. And he said, this is what Kuminga wanted. We believe he can do it. And we think his time is coming. And I don't think by any stretch we're to a point where they've lost faith in whether or not the young guys can take the leap that everybody wants them to take. I do think, given how well Kuminga played in those first couple weeks, when you've seen the decline of this team in the last week or two, I think you can point straight to him and kind of go, are you telling me this team is going to go and not go as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga? And I would tell you, at least in the regular season, I think a lot of it will be on him, because Kerr's said it many times, guys, and you guys have been sitting there with me when he does. They know that Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond aren't going to play every night. They would need those three guys, Moody, Pajemski, and Kuminga, to take a step. Early in the season, Kuminga appeared like he was. Now, a couple weeks later, he has taken a big step back. He's just not playing real well right now. Pods has not played real well to start the year. Moody's had some good games, and he's had some games where he's kind of disappeared. So if you have that type of inconsistency, on top of the fact Steph got sick, Jimmy hasn't been feeling great, and he's not playing very well, and Draymond is still solid defensively, but he's never been that guy that you're going to lean on offensively. Well, there are your problems right there, and that's why this team losing the way that it did to Milwaukee and Indy. When those losses happened, guys, we knew it was bad. It's just that they've become even worse by not taking care of business a couple weeks later.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Yeah, you get them games. These look a little different, right? These feel a little different. I watch this team. You know what I'm thinking, TK? They still need another player.
I think Mike Dunleavy might think similarly. They're getting that time, and it's funny. I'm going to write a column on it later this week, and I already was ready to do it. Not thinking it was going to be just like this, but it's like it's about time. And whether they're playing well or not, this is about the time when you start thinking about what's available. You're not doing it right now, but you start thinking about it. And I think they do need another player, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on that. It's going to be a lot of discussion about that. Obviously, we know what they have to trade. It's not a lot. It's one player. If you want to go bigger, you're going to have to put Jimmy in the trade, and I don't think they want to. But, it's possible. We know the guy in Milwaukee, you'd have to put Jimmy into that trade. I don't think that's happening, but you would. It's just they do have holes, and they can't match up with a Denver playing at its best or with OKC playing at its best. We'll see how they play with some other teams.
I mean, they can when it's like when everybody's playing,
it's not happening right now. Again, it could happen in 2 weeks, in 4 weeks. We know switches get flipped, but I think it is time to start thinking about where they could put this roster in January and February. Again, it's early, but there are holes, and they knew that going in. I don't think they thought this was a complete roster, unless Kuminga was just going to be great, and Moody's just going to be great, and Pistachio's just going to be great. They have not been great. I thought it was interesting that, when they were down, 15-18, Kerr went with GP2 over Pajemski and over maybe some other offensive options. It's like, okay, Kerr thinks it's defense. He does.
It's clearly defense.
Yep, and his biggest problem is defense.
They're getting murdered.
And GP2 can really help there still. He's not at his best. He cannot help on the other side. I'll tell you, MT, he has really, really, really been a problem on offense. Okay.
Nah, he's just taking too many threes.
He's not even being defended, MT. He's just not.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm taking this three. Like,
nah, he has to if he's not being
dribble defended. Dribble handoff, drive, something.
Yeah, but they have some.
Hey, he's doing about as well as Buddy Hield offensively.
Buddy's been rough. They've had a bunch of guys having a rough time. Al, until, before the last game he played, was having a rough time. They're having some guys in a rough moment. I think they need to be more athletic. How many times have we said that? A million different times. They need to be more athletic. That's the thing that brings us back to Kuminga, though, right? He's their athlete. He's their super athlete. And he was playing like that early on, and it's not there. And that's why it just feels so directed at Kuminga, even though it shouldn't be just him. Because he could be the guy who steps into so many different things that they need. And he did do it early in the season, and it's just not there right now. Again, tough moment. Nobody's playing great. Draymond didn't play well tonight. There's no question he didn't play well tonight. So it's fair to say, hey, what's he talking about when he puts up 3 points? But he's done it. He's done it time and again and again. I think we can believe he can do it this year. Kuminga in a large way, and then, again, we keep saying Pajemski and Moody. If they don't have it from them, they need other players. There's no question about it.
I do think obviously they could go big on this, right? Like, you know, you're looking for the big superstar swing. But I just think they need another player who can have the ball. Nick, I'm just saying, have the ball at the top of the key and get to the rim. That's it. Beat your man off the dribble. They just don't have that. It's a lot of passes, a lot of cutting, and all of this against overplaying pressure defense trying to take away the three. Like, you got to be able to take your man. To me, that's, like, Kuminga's biggest problem. Like, he could probably get one move in. It's that improvisational cross spin. That's where it's the
Marcus,
ball's
it's the second dribble.
It's the, yeah, it's that, like, I can do my first move.
Right.
But the one that I didn't prepare for, that's the one he has a problem with. The one that I didn't work on all summer in an empty gym, like where I got to just kind of feel it and move. Like, they need somebody like that. And, you know, a player I'm watching him now on TV, Malik Monk, right? Perfect. Perfect mm-hmm. type of guy. Colin Sexton, you know. Not where you're giving up the whole reserves. This is who Dennis Schroeder was supposed to be.
I was going to say, Dennis, definitely going to talk about Dennis Schroeder. Go get him.
Oh, God.
He's again for Sacramento. Oh, man. Yeah. He's back. He's back. Dennis Schroeder is back to the German point guard.
Guys, as we're having this conversation, what is resonating so much for me is just feels like the honeymoon is over now with the Jimmy acquisition. Because what you guys have laid out and now we're living day to day is the feeling was Jimmy being healthy, everybody else being on the same page, off to the races for this team. And while there might have been a few teams, certainly the Thunder, I thought the Nuggets would still beat them in the West. There weren't many teams that were going to be on their level night to night. And what this team has shown, at least early in the season, is they are completely mediocre. And I think there's a higher level within them, certainly. But if you were believing that the Warriors were going to be a legit contender this year, you were believing that Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy could all still play at an incredibly high level, and that the three guys we keep hitting on, and Moody, Pajemski, and Kuminga, could get to a different point in their career. And that just isn't the case right now. And when you're watching this team, and Tim, this goes exactly to your point, if you don't get somebody else in here down the line, I'm not sure what the answer is as far as realistically believing that things are going to turn around in some kind of major way. And that's why I think all these losses early in the year to the competition that they're playing are hurting more than we would have figured they would a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, they haven't played the Clippers and, you know, I was going to say Memphis.
And it is a brutal schedule for this team especially.
Exactly. They haven't played those middle Western Conference teams. They've played their top and they played some other games. But they haven't played like the teams that, you know, they beat the Lakers. There's some other teams in there that they're going to be competing with. And they just haven't played them yet. So let's see. San Antonio is one of them. They're going to be playing them twice. I think those will be measures of kind of are they at least holding, you know, in that 48 win. If they can't beat them, if they're dropping to 7-10, then they might be heading towards that 42, which is a big drop. But I do think the schedule has been weird. Kerr's talked about it so much. I don't want to talk about it as much. I don't like talking about schedule stuff, but it has been brutal. The two ones that Nick, you've referred to, those are the brutal ones. The loss in Milwaukee without Giannis, the loss in to Indiana without anybody on that team that I've heard of, basically. I guess Siakam was in that game.
Neesmith was cooking.
Yeah, Neesmith and Siakam were in that game, but it wasn't a bunch of other guys.
Murdered by Ryan Rollins is going to
– Yeah, those two games were the games that make this one. Yeah, they win those two games, they're 8-4 right now.
It looks a little different, right?
It looks a little different. It
feels a little different.
Yeah, and 3-4 on the road, not 1-6. This does feel like a couple – remember MT the year after the championship, and they cannot win on the road. And there was – a panic about that. Now they had a bunch of other stuff that Wiggins out and had all these other weird things going in. Draymond had just punched Jordan Poole. There were so many weird things, but that was the year they could not win on the road. Remember, they were
here. They are again.
Here they are. You know, they are undefeated at home. They stink on the road. Those are the teams I used to make fun of. Like, Clay used to be in a locker room. We used to make fun of teams that couldn't win on the road. That was a long time ago. But this is kind of who they are. It's a little bit of a, like, you know, I think that's why we're hearing these things out of the locker room. They feel it. They don't feel strong right now. But I will say, just get through this road trip. And if they're just 8-9, just 8-9.
If they're anywhere near 500, they don't just
be able to
go
get
crazy and fall out. Yeah.
Go 8-9 and then win 5 of your next 6. And then all of a sudden you're 13-8, whatever the hell that is, 13-10. I think that is okay. They got to beat New Orleans. They got to win one of those two San Antonio games. And then maybe you steal one more in that Florida back-to-back. Then they'd be 9-8. You know, and we'll be having a different discussion. Now, they don't do that. They're 7-10. Then that could be, if they're getting in jeopardy against New Orleans and they're 6-11, we're having that locker room would be very interesting for you, Nick. It would be very, very interesting at 6-11.
Tim, I'd add one more point in the context of what we're describing, too. And you guys have lived and covered Draymond even longer, but as far as tonight's commentary goes, he's not saying that stuff by accident. He wants the message out there.
Draymond
doesn't
say nothing by accident.
Absolutely. He knows exactly what he's saying. He's very, very smart, and he's especially smart in getting the messaging out there. So there is a reason that he is saying what he's saying and getting those feelings out to the public. So I am curious to see what the response will be in San Antonio, especially from the younger group of guys that we keep discussing, because this team still has a ton of pride, although they haven't played with it as much as we're used to seeing. But when Draymond says what he says, I am really interested to see how those three guys respond in a game, or at least in a set of games, one of these two, that you really need to win to kind of right yourself here.
Problem is, it's another group of young players, athletes, long. Yeah. And they've all-world defensive player in the middle. So the paint's done. The paint's done tomorrow.
Hey, you got Big Al, though, coming back.
You got Big Al. Yeah, you got to stretch the floor.
There you go.
I mean, that's really the bottom line, right? They just got to get high from three. That's what we're talking about. When Steph is not going, or when, you know, Jimmy's not feeling well, these other guys got to make threes, and Buddy's not making threes, and Pods is not making threes, and JK's not making threes. It's just too many guys who's not shooting the ball.
I throw this on top of everything else, though, guys, and I think it is crucial. When you watch these games and you're watching how these other teams are responding to playing the Warriors, there is something to be said that all these young guys come out having watched Steph and Draymond specifically for all these years, and they want to kick the Warriors' ass. I mean, it's not just Ryan Rollins. You go down the list of guys that have had big-time games already this season. There is something to that, and the problem for the Warriors is that they're not responding to that, and their young guys, aside from Kuminga in that first week, just haven't played at the same high level. So I think that is something to watch for and something to be aware of as we're watching these next stretch of games. Marcus, you mentioned the Spurs. Spurs have a young, talented team on top of Wemby. They're going to try and run the Warriors all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's no reason
to believe
Steph's boy,
De'Aaron Fox, that's his dog. You know, they're
going to go all, but they want to beat this team specifically because of what this team represents.
All right. Question for both of you. Considering like how he's played and how he's looked, and he still just doesn't look well. You sit Steph tomorrow?
I would. Yeah. I mean, I'd go for that second game in San Antonio. Give him tomorrow off. Give him the next day off, or maybe light workout, and then go for that second game. I don't think you're getting. You know, if you get tomorrow night's game without Steph, all it's bonus, but I think you give him that. I think you might have given him that day off anyway. But then this game, although he only played 20 minutes or whatever, 21 minutes, I guess that gives him a shot at it. But I wouldn't play. I mean, we know this, right? Anytime Steph is asked about it, he says, "I want to play." That, which is
I
what
think I think he's going to play.
You think he's going to play? I don't know. I think that he's going to play. he's going to try to play and might get convinced not to.
I don't know if he'll be worse. I think tonight looked like, I don't know how he sounded, but tonight looked like he was sick and hadn't played in a while. Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is playing.
Yeah, I agree. I want him.
But if he's still sick.
Yeah, I want him at his best for that Friday game, not necessarily for tomorrow's game, if I'm the Warriors. I'm really going to this. Get the two wins. Make sure you get at least two wins on this trip. How do you maximize that? You sit a few guys tomorrow, and you have them.
I don't know. That's why I'd play him, TK.
To get him in rhythm?
Number one, you try to get him in rhythm. Get his legs under him. But two, like, the second game against Wimby is, like, you got to figure some things out. Like, I'd want him out there just getting a feel for the alien, right? Like, and you know, Wimby is tough for him because the drive is just negated. Because Steph does not like getting the shot block. And Wimby's putting that on the glass like a 90s rap video. So he is not like, I want him to have this game to kind of figure it out and get his legs under him. But you're right. Like, I'd be so strict with the minutes though. Like, cap that thing, maybe 28. I feel you. Like, hey, take tomorrow off. You got the day off. That's 2 days off, and you get back. But he didn't look good on the time off.
Yeah, he might want some rhythm. It's probably going to be a decision. He has a large voice in. If he wants to get some rhythm, then he's going to play. You do have the day off. You're not flying, and then you have another game in San Antonio. But I'm really going, let's just circle those two games. San Antonio second game in New Orleans. Try to win those two. Try to survive, maybe again, steal one in Florida. Come back home, and your head's above water, and you're not burning these guys. I might be wrong. I think Jimmy could use a day off. I was going to ask Jimmy, that's like the one. You know, so if you're sitting Jimmy – do you really want Steph out there too?
That's
okay,
guys. It sounds like a full punt tomorrow then. Because
it might be.
Yeah, if Jimmy and Steph not playing, this is Will Richards' show.
Yeah,
there you go. He's gonna drop another 30.
Just 30 when they're not playing. I mean, in fairness to Will Richards,
I would say this anecdotally though, guys. Steph sounded like crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, he sounded like somebody who still has a cold and is getting through it. And I give him credit for trying to play. He knows what he represents to this group. But he sounded still congested. He was coughing. And he sounds like somebody who is still feeling it.
Sounds like one of my colds. My God, like a 5-day cold? Jesus, man.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics.
From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Marcus and I did a whole bit thing on like the best remedies for
man,
cold.
He
didn't listen to us. A little gargle, a little whiskey.
Gentleman's cut on there with a soft thing. What is he doing? Gotta put the garlic in the ears, man. The garlic in the ears.
Yikes.
So do you sit Jimmy?
I think Steve Kerr is leaning towards sitting Draymond. If you sit Draymond,
You got Horford playing.
Yeah, you got Horford playing. I would sit Steph. I don't think he sounds very good in to Tim's point. Then you play it up for Friday. So therefore, the domino effect, if you're sitting Draymond and you're sitting Steph, absolutely sit Jimmy. The issue, though, guys, is the same thing that we have hit on several times tonight and we will continue to hit on through the season. There's only so many games that you can punt because what's happening already, and this all ties back to Milwaukee and Indianapolis, when you lose these games, they add up. And when they add up too much, and then you start talking about the play-in and all kinds of different scenarios down the line. So, Marcus, yes, if it were me and I were Steve Kerr and Rick Celebrini, I would say, hey, forget this game Wednesday. Let's play for Friday. Let's get everybody healthy and back in order. But if you play everybody and then you lose, then you're really putting a lot of strain on whatever happens Friday night.
Yeah, you better win Friday. Then you really better win Sunday in New Orleans. I just think that's kind of where they are. They got to pick these. And the Steph being sick thing does change. Like, that's different, right? They weren't plotting for that. And that's messed some things up. I guess they only really won. I mean, they lost one game they maybe really should have thought they would have won when Steph was out. I can't even break it down in my head right now. It's all
it was Sacramento, probably.
Yeah.
They were pretty good if they had Steph.
Yeah. And that was a back-to-back, right? So, they're old. They're an old team. They have to make a lot of allowances for that, and this one might be it. You don't want to be 1-7 on the road. You don't want to get yourself 0-2 on a 6-game road trip, back yourself into a corner. At some point, you kind of have to start doing that formula, and then if you get a great game out of the guys who are playing, who are young.
They used to do it. It was Jordan Poole, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Give Pat Spencer the ball and let him cook, MT. Let him go.
I'm with that. Actually, you know what? Before we get out of here, I actually agree with y'all. I'm sitting everybody because you know what Friday is? Friday, the Warriors will be playing on NBA on Prime. And I say, yeah, let's go all in for NBA on Prime.
I don't know. There's a little bias here.
I'm just saying.
A good company man is what I hear.
They give Marcus 90 seconds on air, and he's just now just
you know saying, NBA,
can you get 95
seconds? This is a minute 49 for the record. Okay. This is a minute 49.
Listen, we really like this guy, Marcus Thompson.
Solid 106 seconds.
Let's give him 90 seconds to see what he's got. No more than 90. Were you hearing the tick, 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 tick?
NBA on Prime, baby. I was pre-recorded. It actually turned out shorter than what I thought it would be. I was like, wait a second, that was fast. It felt like one of the, remember the old Chuck Woolery? Be back in two and two. That's what it felt like. Be back in two and two. I'm like, hey, okay. Chuck Woolery's back. All right.
What a pull.
I know, right?
Amazon Prime is being discussed in the Fournette locker room, by the way, on Sunday night. Sunday afternoon. I heard that. So he's
here. Hey, man, hey, get me a polo or something. That's all I'm saying. We will be back. I don't know. We might have to pod again tomorrow, man. This gonna be a big game if they play. I'm down. And Nick, you'll be in the building, so I might have to harass you again.
Yeah, I might skip that one. Me and Steph might have to skip.
I'll go solo. I don't even need y'all. I'll just get on here and talk to myself and just say NBA on Prime 20 times. But all right, we out of here. For my guys, Tim Kawakami, Nick Friedell, who is in Oklahoma City, we need you to leave 5 stars. We need you to like and subscribe. We need you to share on social media. We need you to tell your mama about Warriors Plus Minus, because it is the best Warriors podcast on the market. Until next time, we will holler at you. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.